catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Now use super fast internet anywhere with OVO Boom prepaid mobile broadband. No contracts, no wires. OVO.com.au. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Evening and welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. How are you, Jane? How are you, Dave?
Feeling good.
Everyone good? Yes. Chock-a-block this show. Where do we start?
Well, a lot of politics.
Politics, US politics, all over the shop. We're going to have a cut-down. Some of the late-night comedians' responses.
I think you'll enjoy it.
It's like being fast-tracked and maybe a couple of clips from Donald Trump's press conference. I stayed up and watched it.
Mickey, that's all right. Wow. You're a bit tired, but it was worth it?
It was worth it. Wow. Absolutely worth it.
Here's something that's worth it when I say the words Victoria's Secret.
Listening.
Hello. You got me.
It's coming up to the big parade in the next 24 hours. I've got all the gossip about what's going on, who's in it, and who's wearing the crusty bra.
And are they opening a shop in Australia?
They are.
Hello.
Yes. There you go. Can give us some information
about
that.
Mark that date down, Dave.
Hang on. What do I see?
Couples sleeping apart. Is that a thing? What happens there? Do you know anyone?
Apparently, people are embarrassed to admit it in public, but more people do it than we know of.
One in seven.
And people say it's not such a bad thing for your sex life. I'll leave you hanging there.
No one else is involved. Go for your life. Dave O'Neill will be joining us live in the studio.
Also, Nazeem Hussain, who's on a new show, Orange is the New Brown. It's premiering tonight on Channel 7.
We're going to play a clip of Pauline Hanson on Studio 10 this morning when Mark Latham went MIA.
Yes.
Missing in action is just Pauline and an empty seat.
It's probably one of the funniest images I've seen for a long time on a show. And Pauline didn't know where he was. We'll tell you where he was and where he's going to be tonight, apparently.
Great. Can we squeeze in maybe a little look at Miss Bum Bum?
Yes, if you like. And we might still be on the hunt for your chicken heiress.
Oh.
I've got news.
There's a...
that you'll really like.
Is it a new one?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's even better.
Oh, my God.
It's like, could it get any better than this? Possibly, but not sure.
I can't wait. When are we doing that? Soon, I hope.
We hopefully will,
All that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
A lot to get through
coming
today.
Coming up on today's big show. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Did you go out partying with the band?
Yeah.
Because you were with the band. I think you left with a band, didn't you?
Mm.
For those who missed it, Jane sang Rain yesterday with the All-Stars, including
Scott Darlow, Sarah McLeod as well, the Drought Breakers.
Yes.
The Drought Breakers, and you did Rain, Dragon's old version of Rain. You sat in. No
I
room for the cowbell, sadly.
Well, no.
It was an oversight. Why?
I pushed for it. Couldn't get it over.
Have we got a grab for anyone who missed it? Let's have a listen to Jane murdering Rain.
Very good.
Good fun to have.
Been some fantastic response for you.
Look, I've had some lovely, great response on Instagram and Twitter.
I noticed there's a few. Adrian O'Brien, amazing, loved it, so good. Could have used a bit of cowbell.
Oh.
There's been a few of those.
Not really.
Just pointing it out. Have you got a favourite?
Yeah, I think my favourite's from Brett 6867. There's a picture of me with the members of the band. Check out those melons. Nice one, Kennedy.
Oh, my God.
So, that's good feedback from the electorate.
Well, you know, I was wearing a Red Dust T-shirt, and it's fabric that's very fitted, and I don't normally display the rack, and it was really... You know, prominent.
Check out those melons. Nice one. I have to say, he sent the same text to me as well. So don't get overly excited. Could I have a look at those? They're fantastic.
There's a picture of my melons. I'll show you a picture. It's on Instagram.
Go to Instagram.
It's very clingy.
Check out Jane's cans.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know why I'm encouraging everybody to do quite frankly.
All right.
But that's what it was, yeah.
So fantastic hit out for you on the show. Or you got more with the band? What did you do? Did you head out afterwards?
Well, no, I didn't. I would have loved to have done that. I've gone home. I've cooked dinner for seven people, basically.
Boring.
And I've watched The Bachelorette, which is what you do when you're a rock and roller at my
That is not rock and roll.
But there is... there was talk of a music festival making an appearance in January.
You've never been to a music festival?
I've never been one. Forget being one, watching one. How about be on stage in one? Yeah. So they might be doing Rain Again sometime.
Really? So you're going to be in a music festival? I hope it's rained out. I hope it's
but that's what we want. We want it to be raining.
And
don't you
mud
get it?
People. Stuff the brown acid, everyone.
Hey, you want to see good jugs? James I'll have Mellon's a white T-shirt.
Whoa, James Mellons are really freaking me out, dude. All right.
Mellons, okay.
Good
everybody
on you.
Good.
Well done. A... Now, hey, did you get an APRA check for that?
I don't know.
Because I do every time they play. Have you got mine there with me with the bamboos? And,
oh, really?
And
when
Tim.
You played Cowbell?
Yeah, when I played Cowbell. Apparently every time that gets played, I get sent a check.
Oh, really?
So it'd be good to, just to remind you what it was. Dave.
Looking.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have to come back.
Come back. We'll come back with it afterwards. Because right. you have
not.
Got
it?
Yeah. Okay. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Nothing good is gonna come easy.
Break. That's the sound of mixed bank balance.
Ching.
It's about $1.48.
It's $1.48. So every time we play yours, you'll probably get one.
Oh, really? Oh.
It's been raining. And doing accompanying yourself live.
Yeah.
All right, Dave.
All right, we're away. Big show ahead. This is Kennedy Malloy. Thanks to Ovo Boom prepaid mobile broadband, supercharged internet anywhere.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
America. Only in America.
America. America is the greatest country in the world. America.
America. Greatest country on the planet. Don't get you slipping.
Crazy, kooky American public.
God bless America.
Americans. They're crazy.
All right, in the wake of the midterms, we're sifting through all the data, putting it all together, and there is some crazy stuff that went on in these American elections. Can I start in Nevada?
Please.
Las Vegas.
Okay.
Deceased brothel owner Dennis Hoff wins Nevada election in a landslide.
Sorry, did you say deceased?
I said deceased, Jane Kennedy.
Okay.
Deceased brothel owner Dennis Hoff won a seat in Nevada State Legislature on Tuesday, handily defeating his living Democratic opponent, Leah Romanov. He labelled himself the Trump of Perumph. The pimp, former reality star, ran a controversial campaign to win the state's Republican-leaning 36th district, but 2 weeks ago, porn star Ron Jeremy found him dead in a suite at his Love Ranch brothel in Crystal, Nevada. Now, because he was still on the ballot, once you're on the ballot, you're on the ballot.
You're in.
So you still can be voted.
So there might have been some votes already before then. People might have put in, but people have definitely gone in and voted for the dead brothel owner who's found dead in the Love Ranch, which has history.
Does because the first person I think of is Lamar Odom.
Who nearly died there.
Is this the same place?
Yeah, it's the same place.
The Love Ranch.
Lamar Odom, who was going out with one of the Kardashians, nearly died there after spending 5 days there with hookers and a fair
and
bit
the
of
rest.
Blow. And you know what his problem was? He didn't go hard enough.
No.
Have a look at this guy. He finished the job.
That's it.
So you're saying that Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
Porn star, my mate Ron Jeremy.
Your mate who I've met.
I've got a photo of me here with Ron Jeremy. Have you seen this?
Let me see.
That's from my Bunga Bunga party. Okay. Have a look. That's me.
Is he wearing Crocs?
That's me and Ron Jeremy.
My. And a whole bunch of sexy hot birds.
In bikinis and three dwarves.
And talk about melons.
And you don't want to know how that night ended.
No, I do not.
Let's just say Ron Jeremy nearly found me.
I thought you were being very careful with that photo. That's one of your favourite photos, isn't it?
There it is. Check it out.
It's unbelievable.
So, all right. This is what's happening in all the firsts that occurred, in all the, first black woman, youngest, gay, has come out.
Muslim.
A guy who's dead.
Yeah. Brothel owner.
A dead brothel owner.
Okay,
do you know what? Cut him
that.
Into Mount Rushmore. I say he's earned his place.
Dennis Hoff, we all salute right. you.
Yep. Now, also talking crazy, let's go straight to the top, the main man, Trump. Did anyone see his press conference?
No, Mickey.
I stayed up for this because I'm fascinated.
It was 4 a.m., you said.
But it was at least that, maybe later. Here it is. This went for an hour and a half, so it's impossible to get all the madness into one little break. But I've just put together a few highlights of him arguing with himself, journalists and right. telling them off.
Okay.
Miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be
ask,
much better.
If I may ask one other question. Mr. President, if I may.
That's enough.
I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's
had,
enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President.
Me. That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax.
Are you,
that's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation?
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. And the way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts his butt.
Well, I'm not
like
a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest. When you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people.
So the first journalist he was berating is a guy called Jim Acosta from CNN, who's subsequently now been banned from White House appearances, press conferences, which is the danger here.
Wow.
This is what he wants to do. He wants to shut down anyone who has a dissenting voice from his own. Anyway, look, the madness hasn't been lost on those floating around in the late night comedy scene. We've got together a few of the clips. Some of it's interesting. Some of it's funny. Just have a listen and hear what they're making of it in the wake of the U.S. midterm elections.
Mm-hmm. All day it felt like today, like America was in the doctor's office waiting for our STD results to come back.
Democrats control the House. They can now open investigations into the president. And we'll finally find out if Donald Trump has ever done anything unethical.
That's right. Democrats now have subpoena power. And if you don't believe me, Trump was just photographed trying to sneak 20 years of tax returns out of the White House. Right now, Trump is at an Office Max in Washington, D.C. Yes, do you have a shredder? No, I just want to borrow it. I can't afford to buy it. Did you see my tax returns?
Democrats have taken control of half of one of the three branches of government. All the GOP has is the other half of Congress, the Supreme Court, and a president who does whatever he wants.
President Trump reportedly is already blaming Paul Ryan. He's said to be so disappointed in the Speaker of the House, he might start calling him Don Jr. That's how upset he is. Yeah. That's
right. According to the New York Times, President Trump hosted a small reception with his friends tonight to watch the election results from 2016.
Remember that night? What a great night. They said I couldn't do it, and I...
With Ted Cruz holding his seat, this means Republicans have officially kept control of the U.S. Senate. And to celebrate, Republicans are deporting immigrants via confetti cannon.
According to reports, voters in Georgia had to wait hours in line to cast their ballots after it was discovered that power cords were not provided for voting machines in a primarily African-American neighborhood. Wow, I knew Brian Kemp would try to strip black people of the power to vote, but I didn't know he would literally take away their power to vote.
Now, apparently, voters responded to the Democrats' call to expand health care more than Trump's core message, Latinos are coming to hit you in the face with rocks.
That was the core message. There it is. Make of it what you will. It's all over now.
I mean, is there ultimately, how is it looking? You know, they were saying that there was a certain number of seats that the Democrats had to win to.
They got the House. But what's disappointing to me is the Senate increased in seats, which means it wasn't a complete repudiation of Donald Trump. But as you say, the big ones in 2 years' time, don't worry, they'll start the lead up to that. They don't muck around the Americans, they'll be straight back on board.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, look, I can feel there's excitement in the air.
Why?
Because it's November. You know what happens in November?
The silly season begins. We'll wind down a bit.
It's the Victoria's Secret Catwalk Parade.
Oh, I didn't have that marked in my calendar.
Well, you assured me.
When's it on?
Well, it's going to kick off in New York City. Actually, it'll be overnight. We'll be able to see it tomorrow morning in Australia.
What time?
Well, I'm guessing... Well, this is the thing. We're just trying to work out. You're not going to officially be able to see it in Australia until December 2nd. at 10 p.m. on ABC TV.
ABC?
Yes. I have no idea why the ABC have scored the rights to this.
Oh, well, I hope it's introduced by Lee Sales or someone. Yes. Just to give it that ABC feel.
Look, I get so excited because it's not only the males in my vicinity that are enjoying
it. You
got
a house full of males?
But girls love watching it too.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Because
what do you get out of it?
Well, you always get to see, you love seeing the girls and all their hair extensions and
And now you like to get the melons out. I'm guessing the cans are the cans as
well. You like
to
see these bodies that are super and they're all about 6 foot tall, 6 foot plus. They look gorgeous. But
how many Aussies?
There's five Aussies.
Oh, I love the way we're always
Aussies
well
have done Shanina Shea, Kelly Gale, Ducky Thart, Alana Walton and Subico.
Fantastic.
And they're Aussie girls and they're getting it out for Australia. What I like seeing too is the performers, because you know they have great rock and roll and pop stars sing.
Yeah.
The Chainsmokers this year.
Huge.
Rita Ora, Shawn Mendes and Kelsey Ballerini, don't know who that is. In the past, they've had Bieber, Timberlake, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, whatever.
Ariana
Let's get back
Grande.
To the girls. Now, someone wearing the $1 million bra?
Yes. There's one person gets to wear, and that's a Swedish girl gets to wear the Swarovski bra that's sort of, you know, covered in crystals. You know what Swarovski is.
Well, I find you have to be a safe cracker to get a bra off in the dark anyway.
Yeah.
You have to get a real one to get the $1 million.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Now, here's the big boo-hoo sob story, though. Just in the lead-up to it, you start reading the difficult regime all these girls have to go through. Oh, it's so awful. They've got to go to the gym twice a day.
Now.
And they're so pretty and it's just so hard to keep those abs out. They've got their fillers. They've got to get the Botox. And
come on,
Kevin,
you're better than
time.
This. It's an easy target.
Oh,
it's an
easy target.
You're going to get Botox.
They're already gifted, beautiful-looking girls. Why are they fillering up and Botoxing up? I'll never.
How far in advance would you need to Botox up for that?
I reckon 2 months. So
two
you've just
months.
Got 1 month left of it in you, so it's not too obvious.
So your average Botox session?
Yeah, it's about 3 months. Oh, look, this is what I've heard. Do you not think I'm going to tell you the first day I get bloody Botox? I'm going to walk in here.
I'm just saying,
here.
You might be due.
How dare you?
You know, if we didn't know each other so well, you couldn't say things like that.
No, that's true. But I will. I'm determined to give it a try one day. Anyway, that's going to be very exciting.
So is there a new store? Is there a Victoria's Secret store opening here
in
Australia?
I believe there is going
Hello.
To be one.
When?
And in fact, Rebecca Judd, Chris Judd's wife, is currently over in New York covering it because I think they might be opening one either in I think it's got its own postcard now, Chadstone in Victoria.
So who's opening it?
And maybe Chatswood and maybe in Sydney.
Yeah, okay.
Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret. Wow, that'll be like, to me, that'll be like the launch of a Harry Potter book. I'll be up all night. I'll be camping out the front.
It's very exciting.
What would the men's version
equivalent
of going, guess what's coming to town? Or,
oh, I don't know.
Like a Bunnings?
A
like
new
a real
Bunnings.
Super Bunnings?
A new iPhone or something or other?
A new JB Hi-Fi?
Men, not nerds.
Xbox or something?
a new sit-down mower store.
That'd be all right. Oh,
speaking of mowing, I know I'm going to take a massive diversion.
Speaking
but can you
of
tell
mowing, I'm
oh, we're talking about whippersnipping and tending to gardens, but Dave, tell me what you did today.
This is an off-air conversation.
No, it's not anymore.
What do you mean?
Why do I say this?
Come on, Dave. What did you do?
No, I just say how I love mowing lawns and I mow my neighbour's lawns and I did this morning.
That's very nice of you.
I said, I've done that. And I said, nothing better than you trim it as well. You give it a good edging and it just
finishes it off. That's what he says to Mrs. Dangerous every few months.
You're a good neighbour, aren't you?
Why wouldn't you?
You mow your neighbour's lawn, you occasionally pinch underpants off their clothes.
I'm not one of those kind of
guys. You really are a community.
I am not.
Well, now
right,
I'm going to.
So, are you saying I can't see Victoria's Secret?
I'm going to find out. If anybody knows, can you contact me? We've got to find out how we can stream it.
Yes, please.
Or watch it online. I'm sure it'll be live somewhere. We'll be able to watch it because that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow.
All right. Good work. Well done. I like it. We have an important. Oh, pardon me. News announcement.
We do.
Coming up next.
Yeah.
You got
you're very excited. I'm happy for you.
That's coming up. Right.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
I'll tell you what you might be interested in this.
Yes,
now,
what?
You know, I don't need, okay, I'll start this again. I'm not in a position to want to date or use a dating app because let's face it, I've got so much baggage with five children, I'm never going to be in a position to.
They're in your Tinder shot. All five kids. I've seen it.
Correct, right. So, but here's one that appeals.
Well, I'm kind of interested.
You listening?
My antenna's up.
All right. Domino's.
Domino's Pizza.
Domino's Pizza is releasing a dating app.
Oh.
So what you do is you sort of, they can work out by what you have on the as the topping on your pizza, what kind of person you would be attracted to.
And if they're not there in 30 minutes, you don't have to pay for it.
That's right.
What are you talking about?
See? Well, if you want to connect, just say you love pineapple on a pizza. That might be a deal breaker for someone. They go, I could never catch someone who likes that.
I can't date someone who's...
He has pineapple on their pizza. But what if you do? What if you see find each other love finally?
Pineapple. I love pineapples. Oh, don't sound so creepy.
It's not pineapple. It's pineapple on your pizza. It's a different thing if you have it with ham, all right? Stick with the program.
I'm after large or medium, tropical. Yeah. Bit of chili, no anchovies. There you go. That's what I'm after.
All right.
Was that too? Was that send? And what do you do? Like that? Do you go,
yes,
I like that.
Well, people, they just want to... Well, there was an internal poll which they conducted. Actually, this is within the 10 Daily Office. This is the Channel 10 Daily Lifestyle page.
Yeah.
And people would say things, I would, especially if I could date a pizza. That sounds good
to me. I like it.
Or, I would never date anyone who liked a stuffed crust. I'm with you. Who wants crust with cheese inside?
What are you about? It's a personal choice.
Yeah, I love stuffed crust.
You know, people might be into that stuff.
Yeah. Well, speaking of being into stuff.
I don't need an app. You know who I'm looking for. I'm quite particular about my romantic interests, and you know what I'm after.
You're after a chicken heiress.
That's right. Someone.
We've found two for you that exist in this very country.
Lucy Steggles.
Yes.
Heiress to the Steggles fortune.
That's right.
Right up my alley.
Yes.
And Tammy Ingham.
Tammy Ingham.
Who's right up there. These girls are on the Ingham.
Yes, Ingham, Chickham, love.
I really don't know if you can top that, and they are on my list of.
Oh, Mick. Oh, Mickey.
Oh, she will be mine.
Oh, yes.
Lucy Steggles.
How about a 26-year-old KFC chicken heiress who owns a lingerie company?
Wait a minute.
Boom. I'm not joking.
You're making that up.
I'm not joking.
Okay, if she's a caddy as well,
seriously?
I'm on one knee. What? Tell me again.
26-year-old Kayla Methven. Runs two lingerie brands.
You had me at Kayla. Well, you had me at KFC, to be honest.
She calls
herself runs two brands.
A KFC heiress.
Yes.
Her family owned Rainbow Chicken Unlimited, a South African company.
Oh, it's getting better and better.
That at one time supplied 90% of KFC's chicken. Mm. So this is in one capsule.
Oh, yeah.
And check out.
It's a one-stop shop.
You think I've got melons? Check out this bird. I'm not kidding.
To anyone who's just tuning in.
Grab the podcast.
This was the podcast.
I don't normally speak like this.
I hate you to just drop into that conversation without knowing the backstory. Or you might think we're being over familiar with each other.
It does. It goes back. Yeah. Listen to the podcast. Yeah. But look, here she is. She's a hottie.
Oh, baby.
She's a little goth, perhaps. Mm. I say with a...
Yeah. She could be the lead singer of Evanescence.
She could be. Yeah.
You're talking about the woman I love. You're talking about the woman I'm going to marry, Dave.
I tell you, you could never find, I mean.
You know what I'm going to do? I've said it before. I'm going to cover myself in chicken fat like Des Renford and turn up on her doorstep in my Speedos and ask for her hand in marriage. Wow. Well, if that's not a love story.
Now I'm so torn about, I feel like I'm one of the relatives on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette who has to help you make a decision
between the chicken heiresses. Who do I give
the front
chicken
runner. I've got a front runner.
Oh, this is a good day.
Yeah. The front runner's Lucy Steggles.
Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy and
Steggles,
you.
Steggles, because then I can hyphenate my name, Michael Steggles Malloy, which would really give me great joy.
There you go. See,
great
I thought there's happy
this
news
This has been
for
a happy day.
I know.
A happy day.
Happy
KFC,
day.
Chicken heiress with her own lingerie brand.
Mm. Thank you.
All right.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Our next guest has a new sketch comedy show called Orange is the New Brown, premiering tonight, in which we learn about the unknown history of the brown wiggle.
Ravi was one of the original members of the group. He brought the idea that each wiggle should have a certain colour.
Brown skivvy, the brown skin.
He just wanted that colour.
Brown banana, brown banana, banana.
To be brown.
We love to ride in a big brown car.
Just putting it out there, what do you think about big red car?
Okay. What's wrong with a brown car? Racist?
He's not a racist.
Oh, wake up, Jeff!
Please welcome back to Kennedy Malloy, Nazeem Hussain.
Oh, wow.
Good on you. a little touch of what we can expect from Orange is the New Brown. Firstly, right. Nazeem, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Can I congratulate you for doing sketch comedy? Because
I agree.
Honestly, as our original background many years ago, I never had more fun in my life filming anything than putting on a fake moustache, fake hair, or some kind of netball costume, and coming out and being a dick for 5 minutes at a time. There's something truly emancipating about it. And let's be honest, at the moment, you're zigging when everyone's zagging, because there's a lot of panel-style shows and all that, which the best of which are great. But it's great to see sketch comedy. I always pray there's a great sketch comedy.
First of all, did you have a good time filming?
I had a great time filming. Credit Channel 7 for friggin' putting a sketch show on television again. But I've done interviews all day and yesterday and last week talking about the show, and people keep talking about the great era of Australian sketch comedy, and your names come up and people are like, hey, you're going to compete. There have been a lot of shit.
There wasn't a lot
shows.
To do in our day.
You wouldn't have been alive.
Well, this is the thing. The bar is set from when I was a freaking kid, super high.
No.
So now I'm like,
you're competing with no one, mate. You're just going to get out there with your mates.
That's right. And what we just heard then, that's bloody funny, that wiggle sketch. They'll love that.
If you're listening, there is an endorsement, okay, from the golden era of sketch comedy.
We want to encourage everyone.
From the sepia tone era of Australian TV. Look, if you surround yourself with you've got Ursula Carlson, Cat Stewart, who's awesome, Tim Minchin, and Dame Sigrid Thornton, of course, and Claudia Carvin.
Yeah.
There's a few heavy hitters on deck.
It was pretty. We had Kamal.
Oh, what?
I was in a scene with
Tell
Kamal.
Me he was the brown wiggle. Tell me that was Kamal.
You know what? That guy screwed me over back in the day.
Oh, did he?
Back in my
Kamal
golden
did?
Era. Well, the first time I ever got, I got asked to audition.
No one's the enemy of Kamal.
Well, here's a bit of dirt for you. I got asked to audition for Offspring. The first time I thought I'd ever been taken seriously as like a performer. You know, I learnt my lines. I engaged an acting friend to coach me properly. I went to the audition. I thought I nailed it. You know, held the pauses, did all that stuff. I was playing the role of Doctor.
That's good.
Because of the skin, you know. Yeah. And I thought I nailed it. I didn't get the part. My agent broke it to me gently. Then I watched the episode and the scene comes on and Kamal walks in.
You're
the Doctor. And it happened to me again. I got asked to audition for something, and Kamal got the role.
No.
He's my friggin' arch nemesis.
Once, like, okay. Two, twice. No. You've made
an
a very powerful image.
86-year-old nemesis.
You need a hitman.
So anyway, he came on the show, and he's a good dude.
Oh, he's a very lovely guy.
But people were laughing more at his lines than at me.
Oh, that's not fair.
It's
not
my
fair.
Show, you know. Anyway, but no, he's a good guy.
We didn't mention your regular cast: Becky Lucas, Matt O'Kine, and
Broden
Kelly.
Is it fun?
Tell me. So you're on at 8:30 tonight on Channel 7.
Channel 7.
What can we expect?
You know what? Like, you know when you make a sketch comedy, it's different to stand up. Stand up, you can hear the audience, you're laughing, you can respond to them.
Yes.
Whereas a sketch, you're just in a room with like other people and a camera dude and a sound guy, and you don't know if it's funny. So the aim of the game is to try and make them laugh.
Yeah.
So if you can see the camera shaking, if the footage is shaking, know it's a secret.
Can I give you a hint though? Sometimes when the camera crew's laughing, it's not good.
They're kind of weird.
Sometimes they can head you down the very wrong path.
Especially camera crews that work in studios and see sunlight, so they've got
that's a different breed. Hey Nazeem, how long do these eps go for? Are they
half an hour?
Okay, so that's a good,
keep it short,
yeah,
short,
that's
and sweet,
that's
know?
Good for a start anyway.
Well, this is fantastic stuff. And can I mention you've got a Netflix debut stand-up special is on at the moment. Nazeem Hussain, Public Frenemy,
coming out in January
January.
Yeah, just filmed that in Montreal. That was stressful as hell. Like that goes worldwide, and it's you know, you're performing to an audience of people that don't know who you are. And I remember I was sitting in the makeup chair and they're like, You're all right, you're comfortable? I was like, yeah, I'm pretty comfortable. They left the room, looked at myself in the mirror, and I was like, I'm looking pretty comfortable. Like, for a pretty big gig, this is good.
Yeah.
And then I looked at my hands and I was just sweating, just dripping sweat. It was super nerve-wracking, but no.
This will be fun. Where are you watching this one tonight? What are you going to do? Get the cast over, have a few drinks, and watch it at home?
You know, if you want to come round, I'm at corner of Oral.
Will you cook for us?
I'll get Uber Eats.
Uber Eats. Sounds
great. Uber Eats. Come on down.
Right. Hey, look, we're pumped for you.
Good on you, mate.
We do wish you
genuine
luck tonight.
All the best. From the comedy greats, I appreciate
you're
that.
Very kind.
Good on you.
If not facetious. Orange is the New Brown.
8:30 tonight on 7.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane, you saw this. Did you see this yourself this morning?
I did.
This is hilarious. You've told me all about it. Talk me through it.
All right, Pauline Hanwell.
I'm watching it. I'm staying up watching US Politics for a laugh. You've gone a lot closer to home.
Well, see, you have to sort of be interested in the fact that Pauline Hanson has announced that Mark Latham has joined One Nation, and he's going to be, or is, the party's New South Wales state leader. He'll be running for the New South Wales Legislative Council
One
at
Nation.
The next state election. And I'm... Oh, just confused.
What do you mean?
I'm confused because of what Mark Latham in the past has possibly...
It's a fall from grace. It's a real fall from grace. That man was leader of the Labor Party, a proud political party,
yes,
and he was running for the office of Prime Minister.
That's correct.
And now you're telling me he's... running yes, or accepted a position?
Accepted
for
a position.
For, and works underneath
One
Pauline
Nation.
Hanson
yes.
for One Nation.
And
wow.
I'm thinking that that is an unusual...
It's a fall from grace.
An unusual pairing.
A sad decline.
But if you take that on board, I think you must have manners. You have to be respectful because he's accepted from Pauline to be in his party.
What's your point?
On Studio 10,
yes.
Pauline turns up to introduce her new incumbent.
The two of them together on Studio 10.
Two of them together. Except Mark decided at the last minute not to show up.
Right.
So Pauline's left embarrassed. And this is the first time I'm feeling embarrassed for Pauline Hanson.
Yes.
Trust me. But let's have a listen what happened and what unfolded.
Just describe, though. She's sitting on the set next to an empty chair.
Correct.
So they haven't moved the chair away. And,
no. They don't move the chair.
They sit the chair there and grill her about where the hell Mark Latham is.
Correct. Let's have a listen.
On your big announcement day, he's not here. And, I mean, this shot of
we've been doing
this empty chair next
doing,
to you just speaks volumes to the voters who do want change and do want people to stand by their word.
And we will stand by word, and I'm sure you have all been in the same positions, that you've actually made commitments, and the general public know that too. You've made an appointment with the hairdresser, but the dentist needs, so everyone breaks some appointments.
So where, if you where think is that, he?
I don't know exactly where he
how
is.
How could he not? I don't understand. You're the leader of the party.
Starving.
He is meant to be here with you, and then he, at the last minute he says, no, I'm not here, and you don't know where he is.
Joe, his staff have taken him. I got out here. He went with his staffer. So anyway, that's
where
it is.
And he didn't tell you where he was
because
going?
Because there was other commitments that he had
to make.
But
what other commitments? You're the leader. He's bailed out on you.
I haven't got a leash on Mark, and I don't have a leash on any of my members of Parliament.
Wow. Well done, Joe Hildebrand, by the way.
Well done, both of you. Everyone on the... So you know where they found him? At the cafe next door.
Oh, they found him at the cafe next door.
So here's the thing. He did hang her out to dry, and one of the theories, well, you don't have to be Einstein to work this out, is that ultimately he wants to embarrass her and belittle her so that ultimately Latham can be leader of One Nation.
Leader of One Nation. That's what he's
well,
got his
that's
eye
what
on.
He's, this is the only possible... scenario I can put. This is surely the bottom of the barrel for him. Mm. It's his last grab, his last chance. If you're interested in what Mark Latham is up to,
right.
It's the real Mark Latham now, not his fake account.
Yep.
If you go to Twitter, you read what you want to read. That's
right.
He will inform everybody of what he's up
what
to
he's up
at
to.
The moment.
All
yep.
right, jeez.
That's all I'm
Mark
saying.
Mark Latham, what a fall from Christ.
And don't be surprised where he might pop up.
Mm. All right. Well, all right.
Might not please everybody.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, Dave O'Neill's up next. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it is going to be monstrous. Take my word for it. The great Dave O'Neill will be joining us shortly. What else, Jane?
We're going to look at really, really, really spoilt children whose parents now, even in preschool, are buying them a house because they feel they're never going to get a foot in the door for the housing market.
Did you hear that, Mum?
Have you?
Could have been anything with your
I
support.
I know.
What
are you
I
one of these
get?
People?
Nothing.
I'm... Really? We'll tell you when to call, but I'm big right. gobsmacked if
all
that's
right.
happening.
We're also going to talk about couples sleeping in separate beds. How
exactly.
does that work out for you? That could be, well,
and
fun to
why
discuss.
Do they in the first place?
And how's your sex life? Give us a call. 1-3-5-3. And we'll get to the bottom of Dave. I thought, Dave, you were doing Movember this year. What
I
happened?
Am.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You said you were doing Movember.
That's
and
what is under my nose.
Nick.
Nah. What is that?
It is there.
Thank you, Jane.
But it's only like what?
Jane's out in front.
8 days.
Jane's got
oh,
stop this.
You had the countdown for that. You've had a go at me. You've said
what
I needed Botox
about?
And they got a mo.
I never said that.
You did. You
and
said.
Great melons.
And
we might get calls about that.
We're going to get calls about that. It's all in context.
Okay.
I approve. I'm here. I'm present.
Yes,
there's no
outraged.
Hashtag going on. Don't
like
worry.
Any of that. Speaking of great melons, please welcome Dave O'Neill.
Thank you.
How are you, buddy?
I do have man boobs, let's be honest.
Well, you're not the Lone Ranger.
Quite a rack. My parents sleep in.
Are they real? Yeah, or did you have them augmented?
Well, I'm talking about getting them reduced, but you can have surgery. Like, I was bowling once, and this guy came up to me and he goes, $1,500. I said, what are you trying to buy me for the night? What's happening?
He goes, No, he did not.
He said $1,500.
And he's circling,
circling my man boob stomach area. And he goes, I'm a surgeon. I can get rid of all of that for $1,500. So I don't know if he's just hanging out at bowling alleys.
Hang on.
It's a good place to hang out if you just want to cold call some customers with man boobs.
At a 10-pin bowling alley.
See you down at Strike Zone.
That and the TAB, I reckon, is a good choice.
Yeah. He's like a curb crawler.
Did you have a bowling ball in your hand at the time? Because
no.
I reckon I would have...
No, good on him.
See, I would have thought 1500 is a bit light on for that
Me
kind
too.
Of surgery.
I would have thought, years ago.
Where's he taking you? Yeah. Bali?
Yeah, exactly. But my parents sleep in separate rooms.
Well, my grandparents.
Separate rooms.
And why, can I ask quickly, what's the...
Because Dad goes to the Freemasons and stuff like that and comes home and he's just sleeping off in his
room. Okay, I didn't see
room.
That one coming.
Where there's clarinet bag.
Yeah, they had those cases.
With his case.
I've been to a meeting with him.
What's in the case?
Apron. An apron. Yeah. An apron is in the case.
You've been to a meeting? Are you allowed to?
You're not allowed inside where they... And I could hear it, though. And they play the organ a lot and clap.
It's a bit eyes wide shut.
There's a Netflix documentary about them right now. You want to check that out.
What is it?
On the Lodge and Masons. Yeah,
but do you become one? Like, is it passed on?
No, you can. I was doing a gig for them. So
a gig for the Masons?
Yes. In the lodge.
No dropping the F-bomb.
Yeah.
you would need a gig at
Can you be a female Mason?
No, but they have female knights.
Don't be silly. You shouldn't even be talking to us.
Oh my God.
You'll never know the secret handshake, ever.
You've got to go after Rotary or something.
So when you said they took you there.
No, it wasn't even my dad's lodge. Someone saw me do a footy club and goes, I want you to come and do my Freemason lodge, right? And then Dad said, I'll come. Because he just loves a night out. And so he went to all the ceremony, but I sat outside till 10 o'clock at night, and that's when they have dinner.
And they're all old guys.
They do like a ceremony inside with an organ, like dun 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 dun, and then. There's a lot of clapping.
Do they wear clothes?
Yeah, they wear nice suits.
Dinner suits.
They wear dinner suits. I see them working.
Yeah, they raise a lot of money, Jane, for the.
Yes, I know.
They're good eggs.
How did we get onto that?
We're talking about separate bedrooms. So you're saying your parents sleep in not only
separate
beds.
They're in their 80s, separate bedrooms.
Yeah. I'm just curious. And how old were they when that decision was made?
I reckon 70s. I reckon
70s is not enough of you. Yeah, it's enough. That is enough. You're not getting any out.
I reckon
it's like making the.
Yeah, but I reckon the 70s.
You know that people who are used to, you know, there only ever used to be two types of bed, a double bed and a single bed. That's all there used to be, right?
That's right.
So my parents are still in a double bed.
A tiny double bed.
Very small when you think about it, isn't it?
Raise a large man.
So I don't think my mother's slept for 50 years.
but she's probably got like an edge of the bed like a sailor. You know what I mean?
Very
on a bunk.
Edge. Yes.
You know, and you know, with children you learn to sleep
on
a very...
like a sailor?
Well, sailors sleep on very small beds.
Top and tail.
No, just the bunks,
because they've got to fit them all on the ship.
Sailors should
have separate beds.
Yeah, they do have separate beds.
What about bunks? Does that count?
They're in bunks.
What if you're a couple and you still want to live in the same room but you want separate beds, can you go, we'll
bunk
together, bed? Well, bunks? Bunks top.
There'd be a fight at the top.
That's how Lucy and Desi slept. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Yes.
They slept. Do you know the Brady Bunch? Mike and Carol were one of the first couples to sleep in the same bed on TV.
Wow.
Yes, it was controversial.
And I'll tell you what, she would have put it on him too. I've interviewed her.
But I don't think she would have got much luck.
Yes.
I think she went okay with Greg.
Oh, they went on a date.
They went on a date. Yes. It's documented.
They did.
She was a feisty lady. Mm. I met her.
Florence Henderson.
Yeah.
I'm more a fan of Alice. Whatever. Hey, Sam the Butcher would come over and put his meat on the table.
Sam the Butcher had it too good for too long. He never closed the deal. Sam can't close. No, he's got no game.
We got to go to a song. We didn't even get to what you want to talk about. We've got plenty of stuff to talk about. All right.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill is with us. He's got the podcast the debrief.
Oh, yes.
Wherever you get your
podcast.
How's
it going? Who's on it at the moment?
Let's see.
Claire Hooper.
Claire Hooper's on it.
Okay, great.
It just dropped. And my podcast with Glenn Robbins, friend of the show.
Glenn.
Where did you tell me
he's on holiday? Are you allowed to say where?
Yeah, he's at Uluru.
He's up at Uluru. Oh, wow. Now, you're having a holiday with his wife. Oh, you know what I was thinking, though? people will think he's playing
Russell Coit.
Russell Coit. I go, bugger me. They must be filming a Russell Coit up
here. I bet you
here.
He's wearing some of Russell Coit. Because it would be those pants and the shirt. Yeah.
And if they don't recognise him, we'll just have to drop his pants and show his ass. That's him. That is him. Right. Now, did you just pull out a shopping list?
I had a shopping list, yeah.
Pull it out. I'd like to know what's on Dave O'Neill's shopping list.
Hang on. No, this is my
No. Just tell me what you're going to buy when you go downstairs and leave.
Murray biscuit times two. Condensed milk times three.
Wow.
Dried apricots times two. Marshmallows times one. Desiccated coconut times two.
The apricots threw me.
You're making it Rocky Road.
No.
But that's not a bad call, Mick.
Thank you.
It's truffles.
Truffles?
Yeah, I didn't truffles. Guess that.
I'm not making it. My wife.
Hang on.
Who are you dating? Matt Preston?
There's an addition. Why is there a sketch of a cat?
Yeah,
is that a doodle? What are you doing, mate?
Is that from your wife?
Yeah, she
instead
can draw.
Instead of doing XX or a heart.
Love you.
Did she draw you a little pussy cat?
You're a cat there.
That's adorable.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, she could draw her.
So do you sleep in separate rooms?
Oh, she suggested it. Don't worry. Because of my snoring. I've got a referral to a snoring clinic. I've got to go to a sleep clinic.
I got some guy. Yeah. Actually, Cole called me in a pub once going, yeah. I got a card saying. Yeah,
so but how does a guy in a pub know you snore?
Oh, he's taking a look at you. Look.
Guys like me and Mick, we look like snorers.
You've camped out overnight with Mick.
You heard him snoring?
Yeah, you know, I frightened the wildlife. Now,
I'm at war, guys, with Nudie Juice.
I beg your pardon?
Nudie Juice.
They're a great product. Are they a client?
Are they a client, Dave?
Probably. Because they're about to get, flamed. On air.
What happened?
Well, what happened? My son was home from school today. He's having a bit of a day off because he's 26. Anyway, he needs to relax. And so I've got him a juice. And I love these juices. They're good juice. I mean, obviously, I don't drink juice. I drink Diet Coke because I'm in health. And I just think, remember the slogan for Diet Coke? Just for the taste of it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're not going to buy for the vitamins and the minerals. So
not much else.
I love
what
Diet
do you got?
Coke.
What's your beef with
what
Nudie?
What flavour juice was it?
So it's an apple juice, and he cut it in half. And it's got a little thing. You can grow your own apple tree by using this container. Go to nudie.com.au/kids. So he goes, can we Google that, Dad?
Yes.
So we have to get on the computer and Google Nudie and Kids.
There you go, homework. You've got homework from a juice bottle.
Nudie and Kids. That's traumatic. But the website didn't come up. There's no website.
I'm going to do it now.
Not at work.
Not at work.
No.
Not safe for work.
Imagine if this.
Nudie.com.
My whole career could go down the tube because of this. Nudie.com.au/kids. And then he goes, Dad, can we just Google Nudie and Kids? No, we can't Google
no,
that.
No, because that's
we cannot.
Very bad.
It's like the time my other kids came out and wanted to do a World Cup project and said, can I do it on Brazil? I'm like, yeah, no problem. Can we Google it? That doesn't look like a forest. Anyway, be careful is all I'm saying.
Well, you do have to be careful.
Yeah.
Have you done it, Jane?
It won't come up.
Not found.
Not found.
You're correct. So, they've got to know about this stuff. So you've done a community service today.
Thanks for nothing.
I've tweeted them, so don't worry about it.
You did tweet it?
Oh, they I'm coming for them. Don't worry about that.
All right.
They can't put stuff on there, and and we can't get away with it. Anyway, Halloween, trying to get over Halloween.
Oh, so do you go out with the kids?
No, look, we have in the past, but we've given away lollies and we've been. But, kids in my neighbourhood, they're so annoying. A kid turned up.
They're annoying.
Some of the costumes are good, right? Good on them, But I'm like, I don't know how Shrek's scary, or someone from Frozen. That's not scary.
No, you're right.
So a kid knocked on the door the other day wearing a motorcycle helmet. Mate, you're not robbing a 7-Eleven, mate.
What was he doing?
He was like an 11-year-old. That was his costume.
What was his costume?
No, that was it.
He's got to be a character.
And then another kid, one of the really naughty kids, had no costume, just knocked on the door and went, trick or treat.
Get moving.
Yeah, exactly. But they're tough kids, so you got to give them some lollies.
And this is so big part of you. Do you have lollies? Do you advertise? How do you know which houses
you
to go
have
to?
Lollies?
No, this year we didn't do it. But look, normally they put out a pumpkin or something like that.
What kid wants
to look at a pumpkin?
Yeah, but no, that's to tell the kids that you're doing trick or treating.
Trick or treating.
Yeah, one of my friends didn't have pumpkins, so they had a mandarin. On that.
But a lot of dwarfs
do on that.
That's funny.
But Christmas is coming up. And this is I'd love to get your opinion on this.
Yeah, sure.
Because I've had arguments about this. Do you guys leave out beer for the garbos?
Yes.
Yes? Yes,
well, yes, and I've come a cropper on this one. Because
yeah, I've come a cropper too because it gets nicked in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
and if you don't leave it 1 year, then they'll tip your bins over. Yep,
well, right. This is the thing. I'm a big believer in it because I've given them six Crown logos every year, and they take any rubbish. I've had dead bodies. They take seriously. You put the rubbish. You give them beer. But I've
got good
garbos,
by the way.
You've got good. I've got good garbos too.
Yeah, but your garbos like Jane because she lines her wheelie bins.
Oh, do you wash your wheelie bin out?
I don't need to.
You've got a bag inside.
I wondered who bought those things.
A neat freak.
That's incredible.
I don't care.
And she doesn't.
The smell, I can't stand.
She puts. I'm building a case file on Jane Kennedy. she puts bin liner in her wheelie bins and won't let anyone use her toilet.
Is this some kind of OECD?
Is this some kind of...
I let them use the toilet. When they not for number one. For number, it's not when I don't let them. I've had incidences where tradespeople might come and they go, can I use your toilet? And I go, seriously?
Well, can they have
big hello to all the tradies working on Jane's house right now.
But have they got
she's here. You got half an hour. Go for your life.
You'd have a second toilet though in the laundry or something they could use, couldn't they? Or?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, that's
do you know what I'm a big one for? For inside, leaving out a dozen beers and like about six Lamingtons for Santa when he comes down the chimney. And let's just say Santa's always woofed everything.
He's always thirsty.
And Dad's a bit pissed in the morning.
But with our ones, I don't put it on the bins. They're going to get stolen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and so I sit there with them and wait because I'm home. I don't do anything.
Until what, 5 in the morning?
No, they come during the day in my area.
Like a stakeout.
They come during the day? What kind of garbo comes in the day?
I don't know, but they do. They come about 9, and then the other ones come about 3. And so I'm sitting there with the stubbies, and my wife's like, I can hear them. So I go running out with the six Crown Lagers, and it's the Green Waste guys, and I've got nothing.
Can't help you. Keep moving.
So I just kept running to the park and drank them there.
You look like a decided kid running for a gelati van. It's a track. Thank you for coming
Thank
in,
you, Dave.
Anything else to plug? We've got your
I've got a lot podcast. Of stuff on Gumtree. Couch.
All right.
Dave O'Neill.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
All right, we've been talking about this already. It's a studies reveal. Couples who sleep apart at night make their relationships better, Jane. Do you have any statistical data to support that?
Well, I do. A study has found that sleeping separately can improve a couple's relationship. This is from Canada's Ryerson University, who have done the survey. They found about 45% of people who sleep in separate rooms actually won't admit it in public because they're embarrassed or they feel ashamed to do so.
It's okay, Dave. You can come out. It's all right.
I do sleep with my partner.
Well, but apparently the data shows that couples who sleep separately often have better sex lives. A staggering 60% of Australians have said they take a solid 8 hours sleep over sex.
Right.
70% of women have said that. Mm. Not so many men. 50% of men have said they would do that. But that's basically
if you want 8 hours without being pestered for sex, you should probably sleep in a separate room.
I think the point is that basically people really need their sleep. That's the bottom line.
Do you find as people get older, they decide that that's an option? Like Dave said, his parents got to 70 and went, nah.
Look, it's very important for them. And the more sleep you get, the more physically better you are and the more healthier life you probably
have. I kind of, by proxy, almost end up sleeping in a separate room when I'm with a partner. Because it's always, I fall asleep on the couch watching overnight telly. So are you coming to bed? I'm just going to watch this.
And then, fall asleep.
You wake up and next thing you know.
Some of the best sleeps I've had is when I've had a boozy night out. Or whatever,
and
you've been on or I've been sick and I've slept in the spare bed. Or you've had the best sleep ever.
Oh, the drunk tank, as I call it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Some of the best sleeps your wife has had is while you're actually having sex.
Wow.
No, we're not going to get that music either, are we? Hey, let's go to some callers.
I was about to make a point. No, yes, the drunk tank. That's that's the one. You know when you get red carded?
Yeah.
There's nothing funnier.
You're
out.
Yep.
I wish I could join in the fun on that conversation, but I'm the girl. Do you know what I mean?
You don't move.
You'd have been drunk tanked.
I'm the girl. Me? I've
been
drunk tanked.
You'd have been drunk tanked many times.
How dare you?
You'd have been shown the card.
I have not.
Not tonight. Out.
Me?
Hey, John's on the line. John, there's separate bedrooms for you, is it, buddy? Separate beds?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Mick, Jane, Dane, love the show, guys.
Good on you. Now, so how long has this been going on? How old are you, mate?
My wife's 50. I am almost.
Yeah.
About 6 months or so ago, she decided to move herself into the spare room.
What was the reason for that, John?
Well, one, I snore badly. Yeah. I've got a bad back, so I wake up every couple of hours.
Sure.
and I am a shift worker, so my alarm goes off at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mate.
I am a triple threat. I am an absolute triple threat.
So she was
kind enough to move into the spare room and leave me with the new, better bed.
Well, there you go. That's a good woman you've got there. Well, you used to have.
Absolutely.
And how are you with this, John? Are you cool?
Yeah, I actually get a little bit better sleep, but more importantly, she gets better sleep.
Then that's the main thing, isn't it? And you sound like
everything
still...
And that makes my life just that little bit easier.
That sounds like a win, John. All right, that's one tick for the separate bedrooms.
Right. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Jane, how are you?
Yeah, good. What's the story with you and your sleeping arrangements?
Basically the same as the last guy.
Yeah?
Other than the shift work and that, I snore really bad. Me and the missus, she was pregnant. She moved into the other room. Nothing's changed. Everything's good.
Can I ask on a regular basis, how's his sex life? Get near.
Oh, mate, probably better than yours.
Oi! Wow. I doubt that, considering I'm sleeping with your wife, Aaron. hey, come and make me some breakfast in the morning. I'll be in the next room, Aaron. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
Mick's on the line. Mick.
Hello, Mick. Yes. Hello there.
Yeah, talk us through. What goes on in your joint?
Look, I've been married 23 years,
and
like the other guys, I snore, but I also have a sleeping condition where I twitch and I spasm and I thrash around a bit at night.
Well, you're a catch.
And, she does a cop the occasional elbow or forearm to the head.
Ooh. She needs a taser. That's what she needs.
It was more of a necessity for her to move upstairs.
Or a safety issue.
But,
She's wearing a helmet to bed.
Yeah. We've got rules in place. And
what are the rules?
We take our phones to bed, guys. And if you know, a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, if I feel maybe special cuddle time.
Send her a dick pic.
Yeah, I might send her a dick pic and send her you want to
and she responds?
I'm just downstairs.
Yeah, I might even get the invite to go upstairs. So that's me going. That's me playing away. So I wear my white jocks.
So she actually contacts you and says,
"How about it?"
That's a bit teenage. It's like sleeping in your parents' house in separate beds and you're sneaking into each other's room. Does that make it a bit more exciting?
It's a bit like that, yeah, because you don't want the kids to hear either, no?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you've got kids, so that's how it's all worked.
Yeah, just make sure you get the right number.
If I invite her down, she might knock me back and I sort of say, listen, I've got a block of Cadbury down here as well. You want some chocolate?
I think we might have heard all your secrets now, Mick.
Come on, mate, settle down. All right, I like your style.
I do, and thank you for being so honest.
A modern relationship.
Thanks.
Sex your wife who's sleeping in the room.
That
upstairs.
Is interesting. We got a prize
what
for
about $100
Mick?
Worth of Debordley wines for you and your good lady, Mick?
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a song and we'll come back and we'll take some more calls on this. You happy to do that or are we done?
I'd love to hear more. I'm fascinated.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Talking sleeping in separate beds.
Beds and sometimes bedrooms. Yeah. This seems to be the craze that's sweeping the world at the moment as people get older. They decide, you know what? It's just, I love you.
There seems to be a link. Snoring seems to be one of the prevalent features.
Age seems to be a factor in this as well.
And maybe shift work as well, because you don't want to disturb people, you know, when you're getting up all hours of the night.
Or negligent partners just falling asleep on the couch, watching overnight sport and never making it to bed. Let's see what Nikki's up to. Nikki, any of those suit you?
Pretty much all of them.
Really? Okay.
What do you do? Talk us through your bedroom arrangement.
So my husband runs an IT business from home and his servers are based in the US.
Yep.
So
he's up all night.
Odd hours.
I know a guy who works in who works on the stock markets, and he has to be up.
Right. So it's the complete opposite hours to how we function.
Horrible.
Unless he's just nicking out in the middle of the night.
What do you do, Nikki, spice it up?
We send a message to each other when we want a bit of nookie, and it's called dump and run.
I beg your pardon.
Fantastic.
Jeez, straight to the point,
Is it under a heading?
Hey, I'm going to pencil you in for a dump and run in about... Jeez, Nikki.
Nikki, do you do it more often than him, or does he do it?
It's probably 50-50. So,
All right, dump and
learning
run.
A lot today.
Very interesting.
I'm going to try that on. Listen, I'm on my way to work.
I'm not saying nothing.
All right.
Hello, Jimmy.
How you going?
Yeah, tell us about your situation.
So I'm a bit of all of the above, you know, the snoring and I'm a shift worker. But for me now, it's more because my wife's a neat freak. So I'm trying to sleep. I'm turning around a bit and she's trying to neaten the bed up.
As you're sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's going a bit far. Does she have a lot of pillows and cushions on your bed?
Yeah, we're ridiculous in that.
Do you just wake up to find her, like, punching a pillow or something? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I keep telling her, better homes and gardens, they're not coming over.
So you're not going to be sprung in the middle of the night for a photo shoot for a magazine, so relax.
No. That's right. Yeah.
Jimmy,
she sounds like a catch to me, Jimmy. I'd hold on to that woman. Funny. Tam, what's
Hello,
going
Tam.
On?
Hey, not much. Just, yeah, usual, snoring, right. Sleeping on the couch.
So you're snoring, sleeping on the couch?
Yeah, it's pretty shit.
Oh, no. So how do you get around areas of intimacy?
Mm. It's just, I try to initiate it. It doesn't always work out, but it's always great, so no complaints.
Oh, so how many nights would you sleep on the couch?
Probably 5 out of 7 at least.
Oh, wow.
We would have a bad time.
Really?
We would have a bad time. We'd have to fight. We'd have to top and tail on the couch. Yeah. Or get what I call, you know, has everyone ever designed this? A bunk couch. So it's a couch.
Yeah.
So you can watch the telly overnight and your mate can be on the top couch.
Yeah, you know who's designed that, Mick?
You can be on the bottom couch and you can sit there watching.
Yeah. Do you know who's designed it?
With a 2-story coffee table.
A 12-year-old boy has designed that.
Has it?
Well, that's how it's the only human I could imagine who would design.
That would be fantastic.
A bunk couch.
I'm patenting
who wants
that
in their house?
I'm patenting that idea. It's a double decker.
So it's a sofa bed. It's a sofa bunk.
It's a sofa downstairs and it's a sofa upstairs.
Wow.
Hey.
Sounds terrible.
Sure. Come on, IKEA. Oh,
hey, Courtney.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Where do you sleep?
On the couch. And I choose to do that because between my husband snoring and 2 dogs snoring, I get a better night's sleep.
And do you have like all the doona and the sheets, everything ready to go, just on the couch all made up behind it? Or?
Yep.
You do?
Oh, basically, yep. Mm. And I live with my mother-in-law and she snores as well. So,
oh, no.
Yeah.
You need a spare house.
You do.
You need to move into another house.
Funnily enough, I do have a caravan and annex on our block of land.
Oh, you've taken
and
it to the
have
next
done
level.
It. That's I have level. Done it. I'm like, nah, that's it. I'm out. I'm going.
Well done, Courtney.
I think we've got time for one more.
Yeah,
thanks, Courtney.
Let's do it.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey. Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us some. Who do you sleep with at night?
My dog.
With your dog?
Good for you.
Yeah, we bought a dog about 12 months ago.
Oh, hang on. So you have a husband as well?
I certainly do.
Where's he sleep?
He goes onto the couch each night.
The dog's in. Yeah. Sorry, mate, not tonight. Yeah. I'm sleeping with the dog. How big's the dog?
Well, she's a German Shepherd, so all three of us did fit at one stage. But
she's grown a bit.
Someone had to go.
And, Nicole, are you quite happy to tell your friends and people that you don't sleep in the same bed?
Yeah, and the couch is always made up like a bed, so, you know, it's kind of like if you visit, you kind of got to sit on the bed.
I've never thought of that. That's an excellent idea.
Gosh, you're full of ideas today, Mick. You're getting it all. Thanks, Nicole.
Like a couch
with a made
bed.
Up.
Like, so maybe I could make couch Manchester. Now,
that's not
I've
a bad
got a
idea.
Whole section, yeah.
Now you're into linen,
couch pillows.
Eh?
Yeah,
Mick Molloy, Manchester. MMM.
Manchester.
Haberdashery.
Wow. I like it.
Oh, you're a man of many talents.
Oh, I'm pretty happy with myself today, I have to say.
Well done.
All right. All right. I've trademarked the couch.
Thanks, everyone.
Idea, the double-decker bus.
Yeah, all right. It's all yours, mate. Your new way to drive home. Well, thanks to Ovo Boom Mobile Broadband, prepaid mobile broadband, supercharged internet anywhere.
Boom! Mm. Ovo Mobile Broadband. I wouldn't use anything else. Trust me. When it comes to mobile broadband, this is it.
Well, I'll tell you what you can watch on this, the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Yes.
Are you
well, you can stream that. We're trying to work out how you can see it. If you've got a VPN, I don't know if that's, you know.
A VPN?
Yeah.
Is that a disease?
No, last time you thought it was visible panty line. It's not that either.
What's VPN?
Look it up on your
Funk and
Wagner.
No, I want you to explain it to me. On my Funk and Wagner.
Yeah.
What is VPN?
It's a
Dave.
It's basically something where you can.
I don't know if it's something we encourage.
We don't encourage it, but
we shouldn't link it with Ovo.
Okay,
to be
we
honest.
Probably shouldn't as well. But it's a way
so
of
we'll
watching
move
overseas shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, so that'd be perfect for Ovo. That's the Ovo would be great at that.
It would be. I don't know. Well, I'm not even going to turn around and look
off,
at our producers.
Getting waved off.
Hey,
over
you
the
know,
producers.
You can get data as high as 250 gigabytes and speeds of up to 100.
That's stupid.
Mbps.
That's too fast.
Well, you don't need
Has it ever been too fast
no.
internet?
Well,
I reckon Ovo are dangerously close to the line.
No.
I think if
Never
anything,
too fast.
If I was going to a meeting in the boardroom down at Ovo, I'd say, guys, let's calm the farm a
Slow
bit.
Slow it down a bit.
We're too far out in front. Our broadband is too fast. Let's just take our foot off the gas
right.
and be cool.
I think your board members will sack you. You can order Ovo Boom online at ovo.com.au.
It's too good, too fast.
Or guess what?
What?
When you're picking up your milk. I didn't even notice that you're shouting at me. I didn't even blink an eye.
No, it's normal.
When you pick up your milk or some Bickies.
Yes. Ooh.
7-Eleven. You can also get one of
Why
them.
Would you go to 7-Eleven?
Because you can get Ovo Mobile Broadband there, mate. Come on, it's
well
so
done,
cheap.
7-Eleven.
Get there.
Well done, Ovo. Ovo.com.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi. We're Dangerous Dave on your station, Triple M.
There he is, JBJ.
You and John Bon Jovi need separate bedrooms. you sat on
the
end of his bed.
That was recorded in his bedroom. A hotel room in Nashville.
It's a little stalkery nowadays.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? Anyway, he'll be here.
Did
in
he
just
wake
a few
up
weeks.
And you were sitting
he'll
on the end of his bed? Did he invite you in there?
Is he going to come in and see us? How do I get that?
Are you a,
He's a
Bon Jovi
guy.
Fan?
I'm a John Bon Jovi fan.
Right. Are you a hair, big hair or the more sedate hair of today?
I don't mind. I've met him. I've done a sketch with him, I think.
Have you?
I don't know if it ever got to air.
Really?
I can't remember, but he's got the best eyes of any man I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, well, that's, hello, a present company accepted. Look at these big brown beauties. Look at them.
I know.
Look deep into
they're
them.
They're hard to resist. I might not look deep into
I'm
your eyes.
I'm staring
at this
Dave and I'm staring at that top lip and I still can't see any
you
evidence.
Mean?
You
there
told
is...
me you were going to do Movember.
Jane, there is a moustache.
There is a moustache. We're supporting you, Dave. You've got to ask us
Where
first.
Is it?
It's what? Working.
Hey. What do you mean?
It's looking a little porno
well,
at this stage.
Okay.
I need some more work.
A bit more malat.
No,
a little less.
No malat.
I think when you walk in, you should have that mo and you may need a little tighter shirt and then you need to play this music.
Well, a little bit of the...
hey.
Oh, it's more... I think it's more this kind of...
Do you know what I'm thinking?
Ladies.
No,
I'm thinking,
hot
I'm looking
sweaty.
At you now with that cookie duster.
Yes.
And you could have played Freddie Mercury.
I could have too.
You could, actually.
You know what? That's my calling next time.
Freddie Mercury had let himself go.
How very dare you, sir.
Who we got tomorrow? I'll tell you who. Jonathan Thurston.
What?
And Limo.
Oh, it's a big show.
You.
It's a big show. And it's Friday. We've got Clown of the Week.
Oh, there's a good clown in there too.
Oh, I got a ripper coming. Don't worry.
Do it tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See what else you've been missing out on. Get on Ovo Boom prepaid mobile broadband. Super fast with no contract or wires. Ovo.com.au.